A Delta Junction area farmer is rebuilding after a barn fire that killed 500 chickens and other livestock last spring. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports farmer Brandy McLean is determined to restore her poultry operation.
2013 has not been a good year for Brandy McLean. In April, she lost her barn and the chickens, turkeys, and ducks that were trapped inside. She's stayed in business since then by growing crops and raising hogs and has begun rebuilding the barn with the help of her father and friends. Then, in September, her father died.
It's been a rough year, one heck of a year, you know, and just it's been about probably the worst year of my life, but we're not going to give up.
And that pretty much sums up McLean's attitude.
Mom and Dad didn't raise me to sit around crying. You get out and you do it, you know.
The 38-year-old single mom with two boys has been doing just that over the past several weeks, plugging away in a kind of slow-motion barn raising while running the farm. Friends helped her frame up the 16-by-20 structure a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, you can actually see it now. It's looking great.
McLean had hoped to have the barn done by now, but she says it's tough to get volunteer help to show up due to the storms and cold snaps over the past few weeks. She's got a few dozen chickens free roaming right now, and some that she's farmed out to others, but she's pretty much resigned to waiting until spring to get back into the poultry business.
I've got stock running around, living with the hogs, you know, but no, I mean, I was hoping by now I'd have it to be able to be laying eggs and think that's part of my business, so it's kind of slowed things down some, you know.
McLean is mostly getting by right now by selling hogs and produce. She attended a farmer's market in Tok over the weekend, a chance to make a little cash and remind everyone that Triple McLean Farms is still up and running.
We grew a lot this year as far as whole crops and root crops and things like that, and was able to sell a lot of that, supplement with baked goods. I've been doing that. I'm going to the Tok Bazaar here on Saturday. I'm going to do that, sell potatoes and some baked goods and things. But it lets people know that, hey, yeah, we had a fire, but we are still in business.
McLean says she and some volunteers will get back to work on the barn after Thanksgiving. She's planning to give more thanks to everyone who's helped out on the project by throwing a big barbecue next summer. And she says that fried chicken will definitely be on the menu. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.